Nasike.
Nasike.
Two nostrils.
Nostrils.
Karnau.
Karnau.
Two ears.
Two ears.
Mukam.
Mukam.
Mouth.
Mouth.
Shishna.
Shishna.
Genitals.
Gudau.
And rectum.
Rectum.
Iti.
Thus.
Dve.
Two.
Dve.
Two.
Dvarau.
Gates.
Bahihi.
Outside.
Yati.
Goes.
Yaha. One who.
Tut.
Through the gates.
Indriya.
By the senses.
Songyutaha.
Accompanied. Translation. The eyes, nostrils, and ears are pairs of gates situated in one place. The mouth, genital, and rectum are also different gates, being placed into a body having these nine gates. The living entity acts externally in the material world and enjoys sense objects like form and taste. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Not being aware of his spiritual position, the living entity directed by the mind goes out through the nine gates to enjoy material objects. Because of long association with material objects, he forgets his real spiritual activities and is thus misled. The entire world is going on being misled by so-called leaders like scientists and philosophers who have no knowledge of the spirit soul. Thus, the conditioned soul becomes more and more entangled. Akshani nasike karna mukham shishna gudavati dve dve dvarau bahiryati yastarindriya sangyutaha. Om Ganat Sivananda Shah Ganan Shadar Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha. So, this is our position being described here, as described about this body, Nova Dware Pure Dehi, the living entity. Dehi means the person who is in the body, and Deha is the body. Nova Dware Pure is enjoying in the city of nine gates. And of course, the nine gates are being described here. I don't have to further describe them. And that's how we enjoy this material world, through these nine gates. And sometimes we go to one gate or two gates, and we think this is happiness. But the problem being pointed out here in the purport is very nicely explained by Lord Rishabhadev in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nunam Pramata Kurute Vikarma Yadindriya Pritya Apranoti. He says, Nunam Pramata Kurute Vikarma. So, those who are considering the satisfaction of the senses, and here we're talking about the senses, as very dear Apranoti, then Nunam Pramata, actually Pramata means crazy. Or actually, Prabhupada said means still more crazy. Mata means crazy, just like everybody in this material world is completely crazy because they're thinking they're something they're not. If you go into a mental institution, for example, and you probably have mental institutions here in Fiji, someone may think that they're Napoleon, someone may think that they're God, someone may think that they're the Prime Minister. I'm not talking about the real Prime Minister. But in the mental institution, you can think you're anything you want. And therefore, that's crazy. And then they give you some drugs, like lithium, or Prozac, or something to calm you down, to have you understand that you're not that particular person. So, that's insanity. That's a definition of insanity. So in this material world, we are also insane because we are thinking we're this body. That's actually insanity. It's like if I drove up here in a Toyota and someone were to say to me, who are you? And I'd say, I'm Toyota. I'm of course, preferably a Prius. Anyway, I'm a Prius, or I'm a four-wheel drive. So that, you know, it's crazy. It's only when they come completely crazy. But in this way, we have all these upadis that actually are different from the self, sarvapadi. Of course, Krishna consciousness means sarvapadi vinir muktam, to become free from these upadis. And we're thinking we're all these upadis, you know, man, woman, Fijian, American, you know, whatever. It's just, it's all insanity. Yet indriya pritya apranoti. So one who actually considers the satisfaction of the senses to be dear, then he's crazy. And not only that, vikarma. He commits vikarmic activities. Vikarmic activities means activities that drag one down, bad karma, to give a direct definition. And these vikarmic activities are against the order of the Supreme Personality of God, and they cause one to suffer. So, Prabhupada comments here is very interesting. The entire world is going on being misled by so-called leaders like scientists and philosophers. So even in religion, you have these philosophers that are called, of course, theologians, or those who study theos, or God, who advocate enjoying yourself in the name of God consciousness. In other words, if you become, at least in America, if you were successful and got the mercy of God, and also in India too, then you get more enjoyment. You just say, he has God's blessings. Why? Because he has a big house, a big car, many children. That's God's blessings, as far as everyone is concerned. And someone who is simply chanting Hare Krishna, circumambulating Govardhan, oh, he doesn't have God's blessings because he's just a pauper. So we have this definition of God's blessing. And so the philosophers, or the theologians, they try to excuse sense gratification in the name of religion in this way. And also, they say, well, even if you've done some V-karma, that's all right. Because you have the blessings of God, or at least in the Christian religion, Jesus has died for your sins. Right? They say this. In fancy English, that's called vicarious atonement. And that's a fancy word that I'm going to have to explain for all of you. Vicarious means that you enjoy or have something through someone else doing it. Let's say if I watch a football game on TV, and obviously I'm not playing football, but I'm getting into the mood of the person playing the football while he's playing the football. You see this when people are watching TV. Ooh, ooh, they go. They grunt, just like the players on the field. That's called vicarious enjoyment, if you can actually call that enjoyment. Or someone may watch some romantic film, Bollywood film, and you just go, oh, how nice. I am, right now I am kissing Vivek Oberoi. If you happen to be a woman, or a man, I'm kissing Rani Mukherjee, you know, one of the things. That's vicarious. So everybody understands the meaning of that word, vicarious. It means to enjoy through someone else's activities. You know, a third person. So there's also vicarious atonement. Now, what is atonement? Atonement means you do something bad and you do some austerities to sort of rectify yourself. Just like in the Christian church, they had some systems of atonement. One of them was called self-flagellation. You heard this before? Self-flagellation means they hit themselves. So to atone for that, their sins, they would actually hit themselves with whips or something like that. And certain Muslims also, they have this thing at the end of Ramadan where they go around with swords and they hit each other. You seen this? You haven't seen that? And they make each other bleed. And in the religion I was brought up in, they have one day of atonement. And you're supposed to fast for half a day. Not so much austerity, right? It's like we have so many fasting days in the Krishna conscious movement. And they just have one fasting day. And on that day, they're continually saying to God, forgive me, God, what I did during this year, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, and then when the day is over, back to their old habits. And of course, also in the Catholic Church, they have their thing called confession, which is a type of atonement. You go to the priest and you say, my dear father, forgive me, I ate chicken today. Of course, that wouldn't be considered a sin in Christianity. You know, whatever. Or forgive me, I went to the movies. Of course, that's also not a sin. It's hard to think of what is a sin in Christianity, isn't it? Because nowadays, everything goes. You can have a relationship with men, women, dogs, anything you want. So hard to understand what sin is in the Christian perspective. In any case, so the idea is that by this atonement, you can become free from sin. Of course, in the Bhagavatam, the sixth canto, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question, how can one become free from sin? And Shukadeva Goswami says, by atonement. And then Parikshit Maharaj says, that doesn't work because it's like an elephant, Kundra Sotra, like an elephant bathing, that the elephant rubs dirt on itself after it gets out of the water. So in other words, atonement doesn't work because the desire seed remains in the heart and one keeps continually doing sinful activities. But in any case, there's this belief in Christianity that Jesus Christ died for our sins, right? You've heard that before?
Yes.
I'm sure some of you have heard. That's called vicarious atonement. And that's worse than just thinking you could atone for sins and get freed. And now you've got someone else who atones for your sins. That's even, you know, Hare Krishna, I'm ready to join the Christian church, you know. I can do any damn thing. It doesn't matter. He's died for my sins. All you got to do is believe. Wow, this is better than Krishna consciousness. You know, in Krishna consciousness, we got to wake up early, chant our rounds, follow the four regulated principles. Oh my God, it's too much. But in Christianity, Jesus loves you. He died for his sins. Wonderful, isn't it? So we'll all go to the Christian church after this ceremony and, you know, just dress in our sulus and, you know, be happy. Of course, it doesn't work like that. That is actually, I mean, going back to Christianity, that is not Jesus Christ's teachings. Where did Jesus Christ ever say, I died for your sins? No way. Jesus Christ, as all great acharyas, said, follow my path. He said, he was very strict. Let the dead bury the dead. You know, even when people wanted to join him, and they just said, well, I have to do my father's funeral first. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Let's go and preach. Wow. That's pretty heavy stuff, isn't it? That's pretty heavy. It's like Lord Chaitanya's Vairagya Vijayani Jibhakti Yoga. So, if one wants to be a Christian, you have to follow Lord Jesus' path. That's the point. All right, so let's take this to Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, we also have this misunderstanding of vicarious atonement that I've gotten initiated by my spiritual master, right? He's freed me from the sins. You know, like, you see this all that. I'm Prabhupada's disciple. I'm whatever. And I'm going back to God. No, it doesn't work like that. Because Prabhupada, first of all, said, if you want to be a disciple, you have to be disciplined by the spiritual master. Discipline means you follow the order. So many people saying they're disciples, but Prabhupada was so strict that when someone didn't follow even some simple processes, like, I'm not going to give an example, but he said, he's not my disciple because he's against the principle. The principle is following. Principle is following. Like someone, there was in the early days of Krishna consciousness, there was someone who was with Prabhupada in India, and then he disobeyed an order of Prabhupada. What happened is Prabhupada ordered him to go to London and preach, and he was in India with Prabhupada. And instead, he decided to go straight to America, and Prabhupada rejected him for some time. Of course, later on, Prabhupada accepted him back. So, to be a disciple means you have to follow the order of the spiritual master. So, It's not that Prabhupada or our guru is saving us, for instance, he's taking us back to Godhead. He's giving us instructions on how to go back to Godhead. By his mercy, and the mercy consists of Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, just like we're talking here about the ears, eyes, nostrils, and ears. So to hear, because the beginning of spiritual life begins in hearing, and hearing means to follow what the spiritual master says. Then you become free from sins when you engage in the service and engage in chanting. So engage in chanting means not just chanting ritualistically, not just chanting inattentively, but chanting and avoiding the offenses. So we got to work at it. That's the point. We have to work at not being attached to these senses. We have to work at being attached to Krishna. And it's hard work. I mean, whoever said that Krishna consciousness was easy? I mean, it's blissful, yes. I don't want to discourage anyone. It's blissful, but it takes work years after years. Like we were talking about yesterday, you have to really struggle between the mind and the intelligence. And that's a day-to-day, moment-to-moment endeavor. Not just like, hey, I got it made, I'm initiated. I got my name, you know, my Hare Krishna name. Like last night we had an initiation. So we should be ready for years and years of work. And also, this Kevala Nandakanda, as described by Narottamadas Thakur, it's blissful. This work is blissful. Anything in this material world you want to achieve requires a lot of work. Just like we see, yesterday we were talking about business, that people who make a lot of money, they work hard at it. And you have a lot of laziness too. That's why you have crime in this country. One devotee was telling me yesterday, they can't find employees to do hard work. You know, they just try it. They offer money, they offer a salary, you know, everything. And nobody wants to work hard. It's a hard thing to find workers here. And then so many criminals running around the street, lazy men. Of course, they're not. They should be forced to work. In the Varnashram system, guess what? Everyone would be forced to work according to their nature. If someone was Shudra, Shudra is naturally lazy. There's no question about it. Because the Shudra is influenced by the mode of ignorance, right? The Brahmin, he's not lazy because he's interested in self-realization. He's interested in liberation. He's interested in knowledge. You know, that really inspires him. Just like myself, I like studying, hearing about different things, even study other religions. It's just very interesting to me. And but you got a, or even health, you know, we study about health. It's interesting. What can I say? You know, I like it. When I was young, I would read the encyclopedia for fun. You know encyclopedia? They don't have encyclopedias anymore. It's all online. Encyclopedia means basically knowledge about everything in the material world from A to Z. So that's Brahma. And so a Kshatriya, he likes to control things, manage. He's not lazy either. He likes to fight, but fighting is not the main thing. Protecting is more important to him. And then the Vaishya, he has unlimited desire for money. Like my father was like that. He'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, go to sleep at 11 o'clock at night, because money, money, money is the honey. He was Vaishya. For the Shudra, procrastination, that means putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. So the Shudra has to be made to work. All right. You pick them up in the morning, wake up! Get out in the sugar cane fields. And you have to have someone watch them. They don't sleep in the middle of the sugar cane. Right? Because they'll actually go to sleep. And you work. You work. And no work, no food. And if you do a crime, you get your hands cut off. isn't it? That's a, you know, that sounds really heavy. It sounds almost like the Muslims in the Middle East. You know, but not many, there won't be many criminals then, because you can't steal without hands. So it protects the innocent people. So the Bar Nashrim system is perfect. In any case, everybody should be made to work. And Krishna consciousness is no exception. That if we want to be Krishna conscious, we've got to rise early, we've got to chant our rounds, we've got to give up the 10 offenses, and we have to serve Prabhupada's mission above and all. And, you know, serve like we're serving the temple here. And then we'll be Krishna conscious. But nobody died for our sins. You know, even you could say Vasudev Dat, he died for our sins, right? Also, you know, that story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, Lord Chaitanya, I'll take everyone's sins and I'll go back to Godhead. But it doesn't work like that. You have to perform bhakti. So anyway, so Yadindriya Pritya Pranoti Sadhu Manye. So Munon Kurute. So any questions or comments about any of these points? We should avoid sins. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, beating. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't accept our service. You understand? It's as simple as that. It's not that Krishna, oh, Karana Sindhu, you're an ocean of mercy. Well, he's an ocean of mercy because he gives us instructions. Not because we can do any damn thing and we go back to Godhead. So, any questions?
The disciples used to become independent, so to say.
Independent from what?
He has to walk on his own.
Yes. Like Prabhupada said, that the guru is like teaching someone how to fly a plane, that you have a, it's called dual instruction or co-pilot or whatever it is, but after a while you've got to fly your own plane. You think that just by getting some dust from the feet of the guru, you're going back to Godhead. If you, you know, everybody had their choice, they just had the feet of the guru and not his mouth. Isn't it? Yeah, cut off the feet. You know, one of my godbrothers, he passed away, and the disciples were asking if they could have his feet after he died. That's pretty gross, you know, to think about that. So the mouth, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya, Jutete Kodiyakya, the words coming, and that's how we're connected. And one who follows the Guru's instructions, he lives forever with the Guru. One who serves the mission of the spiritual master, Prabhupada said, even when the spiritual master leaves, the super soul appears before him. So this is the important thing. You know, we all want mercy, but the mercy is in the instruction. I mean, of course, he has the dust of the feet. That's, you know, that's nice too. But the actual most important thing is the sound vibration. Shushusha Shradana Shiva Shadeva Kata Vuji Shamaha. Shamahatsya Vibrahmanyatirna Shavana. Satambasanga Mamaviri Sovado Bhavanti Rudkarna Rasayana Kata. Sajoshana Ashyopa Varga Vartmani Shuddhavadiktiva Bhakti Nukravishti. So we take the sound vibration, it goes to our heart, and it changes our consciousness. That's the symptom that one is actually advancing in Krishna consciousness, is they act differently. And of course the material desires go away, but they act differently, just external symptoms. So just like, so we have many devotees who were like Christians, you know, Prabhupada took away my sins. No. I mean, and they go to the guru, not just Prabhupada, you know, and say, you know, guru, you took away all my sins. Thank God you had bad dreams last night. You know, I even had to cite after, you know, after I initiated them, did you have a bad dream last night because of my sins? You know, they asked me that after initiation. just to make sure that I took their six. Not because not because they're concerned with my health. Is it? Like, did you get the cancer out? You know. And they want me to have cancer instead of that. So, you understand? You gotta fly your own plane. And, you know, the guru's there to facilitate the health and all that. That's true. But Prabhupada said, at the time of death, you're flying alone. You know, it's just not a free ride. So anyway, the Christians, that's called vicarious atonement. That's an interesting word to use when you talk to a Christian. You could say, do you believe in vicarious atonement? And they'll say, what? Do you believe that you don't have to change your activities and someone else can do your bhakti for you? You know, isn't that the philosophy? It's always like, Jesus died for our sins. But why did Jesus, you know, anyway, if you analyze this, why did Jesus die? On the cross. To set an example for us. But Jesus said, we have to carry our own cross anyway. To set an example for us, what the path of devotional service is. Why did Prabhupada do what he did, sacrifice his life? To set an example for us. You understand that? Yes, Prabhupada is showing us what the price is. Yada charity shresta evaitarojanaha. That's why Prabhupada did everything. He sacrificed his health, everything. So that's a role model. Guru is a role model. We don't imitate. You know, sometimes people say, you know, I can't be like Prabhupada. But Prabhupada didn't want us to be, you know, the same as him. But Prabhupada wanted us to be like him. Does it make sense? You know, self-sacrificing. That's Prabhupada's move. Yeah.
You know, Maharaj said that, you know, the offenses to devotees is most serious offense.
Yes.
But then you see that, you know, many times devotees keep on making offenses and they never stop, even after many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, offensive mentality leads to more offenses. Like you see, Ramchandra Puri offended his guru, Madhavendra Puri, and then he became offensive to all the Vaishnavas after that. So you see, people get into this mentality, and that's the punishment they're getting. And it drags them down, 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 they lose the taste for devotional service. And of course, right now you have this wonderful thing called the internet where people can commit offenses and the whole world can hear your offense. And it's horrible. And the whole world can hear how offensive you are. You can publish magazines about back to offenses. You know, we talked about back to Prabhupada yesterday. So anyway, these people are dragging themselves down, just offending. I mean, look what happened to Gopal Chakrabarti. He offended Haridas Thakur just by having a little argument with him about Namavas chanting. And as a result, he got leprosy. So just a little, not a little thing, but just like once he did something and he got leprosy. So we have to be extremely cautious. Because our mentality in this material world is one of fault finding. Why fault finding? Because we feel better when we find faults with others. It brings us up to a higher platform, we think. It brings us up to a higher platform. So we have to give up this mentality. Anyway, it's hard. Because generally, I find fault with others, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, because I myself am pockmarked with the same faults. In other words, I have these faults, that's why I can see them in you. That's called Atmavat Manyate Jagat in Sanskrit. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Guru, if this is about devotional service, the topic of Guru, like I want to perform devotional service. I want to perform devotional service to Krishna. Now, this idea of performing devotional service, don't you think this is the mercy of Guru and Krishna to come and save?
Yes. Yes, it's their mercy, but we have to accept their mercy. That's all. I mean, it's just... So, yeah, we have to always think it's by the mercy of our spiritual master and Krishna that we're able to do service. It's not by our own strength. However, we do have something to do with it, too. Like Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, there's five factors of action. The Supersoul is one of the five factors. But we're the ones who have to decide to make the endeavor. Or as they say in the West, man proposes, God disposes. So you have to make that endeavor. The mercy is the instructions and the engagement in devotional service. But we're the ones who are responsible to make it a success or a failure. I mean, the interesting thing in ISKCON is that if a disciple does something nice, they give credit, the disciple takes the credit, and if the disciple does something bad, he gives the blame to the guru. Well, that, yeah, also the temple presidents do that too. I saw that in Suva. You know, one of my disciples did something that wasn't so nice, and so they blame me for it. But when they do something nice, they don't even think of me. It's interesting, isn't it? Because everyone wants, when something bad happens, you want to blame someone else. When something good happens, you want to take the credit for it. Look how I dress the deity so nicely. It's all my expertise. And the reason I'm struggling in spiritual life is the guru didn't give me his mercy. give me your mercy to control my senses. Well, you better control your senses yourself. Think the guru is going to come to your room and start controlling your senses for you? It doesn't work. You got to struggle. And it's worth it. Okay, on that happy note, any other questions or comments? Yeah, that would be sure.
The two things that are mentioned which seem a little contradictory.
Okay.
In the Shastra.
Okay.
One is that if someone is the verse Bhageshwari Saktanante, which is if you're too attached to sense gratification and are affected by these things, then the resolute determination for the world
does not take place, right?
At the same time, you are recommended to take to devotional service even though you are contaminated.
Akama, Sarvakama, Moksha, Kama, Dharma.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, those who are initially coming, they do not have the determination.
That's right.
They do not have any enthusiasm,
mm-hmm.
which is actually the prerequisite for making further
mm-hmm.
advancement.
Mm-hmm.
So, what, apart from, we know that sometimes that the recommended process is that one associates with those who are enthusiastic and
mm-hmm.
and try and develop the same mood.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you help those who avoid even hearing?
Avoid hearing?
Yeah. In other words, who do not give themselves the opportunity to learn more regarding bhakti. Any hope?
Just try to engage them in the gyata sukriti. Yeah, give them some prasadam. Hopefully. I mean,
so
if you avoid hearing, you're not going to make spiritual advancement.
And what if it's devotees who don't actually hear on a regular basis?
Then Prabhupada said in regard to reading, if you don't read his books regularly, you fall down. So Prabhupada even said that. So the hearing, I mean, we're supposed to hear Bhagavatam every day. I mean, if it's ones at home, I understand. You can hear on the internet, you can read the Bhagavatam with your family, but you're supposed to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And that keeps us safe. It's like a vaccination. Like sometimes you have these diseases, like the flu and everything, and do they have vaccinations here in Fiji? So you vaccinate someone, it gives you immunity. So we're out here in the material energy, which is very contaminated, so we need that regular vaccination. Then there's the sadhana, the chanting, and the reading. And if people don't do that, then they're not going to make advancement in devotional service. Of course, by namabhas chanting, you get freed from karma. That is true. However, you don't go back to Godhead. If you want to go back to Godhead, you really have to work at it. And if you're chanting to get free from karma, that's namaparada, and it doesn't work. As Prabhupada said, of course that's the offense on sinning on the strength of chanting. Prabhupada said, Krishna will forgive you once, twice, and three strikes, you're out. How many strikes do you get in cricket? You don't know?
I don't know.
Oh my God, your life is wasted. I know in American baseball you get three strikes, and you're out. Prabhupada said, once, twice, and then three strikes, Krishna knows you're not so sincere. Like that. So, yeah, we have to control the senses.
What if someone has failed, say, 10 times, and then finally he does rectify?
Then Krishna will accept that person.
You have to come to the rectification.
Yeah, you have to come to the rectification. And you can't simply think everything is all right because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, you know, and smoking ganja. You know, the ganja helps me concentrate on the holy names. We had someone like that in our movement. He had a whole group of followers too. You know, ganja smoking, and he put out tapes where you could hear his ecstasy on the ganja smoking market. But that's simply an illusion. One's Krishna consciousness is simply an illusion if one thinks one's becoming Krishna conscious by breaking the principles of chanting Hare Krishna. So I think we have to end now. I mean, important messages today about vicarious atonement. Remember that when you talk to Krishnas. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Vicarious atonement. Someone else can... Yeah, it's crazy to think that God can do something, it can has his son die for your sins. I mean, if God wanted to free us from our sins, he can do it without having someone die. Doesn't make sense, does it? But God sent down his representatives, such as Jesus Christ and Srila Prabhupada, to show us about how to surrender to him. The surrendering process. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.